glad to be back here. Okay, and today I'm going to. How many of you were here last time when I preached my sermon? Okay. You remember what I preached on? The first sign, right? Going back here to preach to you the second sign. Now, but the second sign is actually related to the first sign, and therefore we have to read the text from last time, and then we'll read the text for this time. So I think it's very important that we read through the text. So let me read the English one for last time's text, and then we'll read the Chinese, and then we'll back to the English for the second time. Okay? Let me read. On the third day, this is about the first time. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stones, water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servant, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serve the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine, but you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his sign, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里。耶稣和他的门徒也被请出席，酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒。”耶稣说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”他母亲对佣人说：“他告诉你什么，你去做什么。”照犹太人洁净的规矩，有6口石缸摆在那里。 每口可盛2-3桶水。耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满，只倒半口。”耶稣又说：“现在可以查出来，送给管筵席。”他们就送了去管筵席的长把那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有倒水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来，对他说。 人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。这是耶稣行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来。他的门徒就信他了。
Let me read to you the text for today. That's from John chapter 4, verse 43 to 54. John chapter 4, verse 43 to 54. And this is about the second sign. Let me read to you. After the 2 days, he departed for Galilee. For Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his own hometown. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast. For they too had gone to the feast. So Jesus came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." Then the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering.
So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. The father knew that it was the hour when Jesus had said to him, your son will live, and he himself believed, and all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee.
下面呢是今天的经文，是讲第二件神迹，是在约翰福音第四章第四十三节。过了那两天，耶稣离了那地方，往加利利去，因为耶稣自己做过见证说，先知在本地是没有人尊敬的。到了加利利，加利利人既然看见他在耶路撒冷过节所行的一切事，就接待他，因为他们也是上去过节。耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿，就是他从前变水为酒的地方。有一个大臣，他的儿子在加百农患病，他听见耶稣从犹大到了加利利，就来见他，求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他儿子快要死了。耶稣就对他说，若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。那大臣说，先生，求你趁着我孩子还没有死就下去吧。耶稣对他说，回去吧，你的孩子活了。那人信耶稣所说的话，就回去了。正下去的时候，他的仆人迎见他，说他的儿子活了。他就问什么时候见好的，他们说昨日未时热就退了。他便知道这正是耶稣对他说你儿子活了的时候，他自己和他全家就都信了。这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹，是他从犹太回去以后行的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, this is your word.
慈爱的天父，这是你的话语。
This is not human wisdom.
这不是人的智慧。
This is divine wisdom.
这是神的智慧。
Help us to see Jesus and His glory.
请帮我们，让我们看见耶稣的荣耀。
Let us bow down and worship Him.
让我们跪下，让我们敬拜他。
We pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So today I'm going to talk to you about the second sign.
今天要讲第二件神迹。
But before we jump into the text,I want to remind you how we should read Jesus' miracles.
在那个讲今天的经文之前呢，我想跟大家分享一下我们怎么样应该来看耶稣的神迹。
If you remember from last time, I said that Jesus' miracles are signs of His kingdom.
上一次讲到我讲过，耶稣的神迹实际上是天国神国的神迹。
When Jesus did a miracle, He's not there to just show off His power.
当耶稣做一件神迹的时候，他不是仅仅是展现他自己的能力。
Miracles are signs, signs are miracle with a message.
耶稣所做的神迹呢，每一件神迹里面都有他的意思。
So if you just read the miracle, you just enjoy the miracle, you miss the point.
如果你仅仅是读这个神迹，然后呢，在这个神迹里得到一些享受，但是呢，那你就没有。得到那个神迹的重点。
You have to go behind the story. That is the story behind the story.
我们要到这个故事的后面，因为这个故事后面还有另外一个故事。
So let me begin with a recap from the first sign. The first sign.
我们再重复一下上一件神迹。
Last time I said that it is not a routine miracle.
我上次讲了，上个神迹不是一个普通的神迹。
It is a sign of the kingdom.
是。神国的事。
It is about Jesus' whole life.
是讲耶稣的一生。
It explains to us why he came down to earth.
他告诉我们，向我们解释耶稣为什么到地上。
You remember we asked the important question, why was Jesus not happy at the wedding?
你还记得吗？我问过你们，耶稣在那个婚宴上为什么不高兴？
Why was Jesus sad when he was thinking about his own wedding?
耶稣为什么那么悲伤，在他想到他自己的婚礼。
You see, the wedding at Cana is a foreshadow of his own wedding, the wedding of the Lamb.
那迦拿的婚宴呢，实际上是他将来的一个婚宴的一个影子。
And Jesus has a lover.
耶稣有一个
He has a special someone.
他有一个特别的人
The church.
就是教会
And Jesus was thinking about his own wedding when he was in Cana.
那么耶稣在迦拿的时候在想他自己的婚姻里
But in order for Jesus to marry the church.
那要耶稣和自己的、教会做结婚的时候
He must first die for his church.
他必须先为他的教会死
That's why Jesus was sad.
那为什么耶稣在忧伤
He was pondering about the sacrifice that he has to make in order to purchase the church as his bride.
他在想他要做什么样的牺牲才能把他的心腹重价买来
I remember that when he asked for the container for the water
还记得他那个盛酒的用具吗
He asked for 6 jars holding water for cleansing
他说是那个门前的那个六个大水缸那水缸是用来洁净的
The water has cleansing power
那里的水是有洁净的
The wine that the water turned into has cleansing power
那酒呢自然也就有洁净
The wine is his blood
那酒就是他的血
Because in the last supper he raised the cup and said this is my blood
在最后的晚餐的时候耶稣举起杯来说这是我的血
So today if I ask you if someone asks you what is the meaning of the first sign
如果今天有人问你那么第一件神迹的意思是什么
Don't tell them that oh Jesus is very powerful he can turn water into wine
那么不要告诉他们耶稣很有大能他可以把酒变水
You need to tell them that the meaning of first sign is that Jesus came down from heaven to earth to shed blood that he may purchase the church as his bride that there will be a wedding of the Lamb in heaven
耶稣的大能是把水变酒那么他要做牺牲他要把他自己的血洒出来才能够用重价买回他的心腹然后才能在天国和他一起成婚
Now let's turn to the second sign
然后我们现在讲第二件神迹。
John chapter 4 verse 54。
那么约翰福音第四章第四十四节。
五十四节。
五十四节。
John chapter 4 verse 54, let me read to you. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee.
第五十四节是这么说的。这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹是他从犹大回去以后行的。
See, the first sign is in John chapter 2.
那么第一件神迹是在约翰的福音第二章。
The second sign is in John chapter 4.
第二件神迹是在约翰的第四章。
Let me ask you, where can you find the third sign?
那么我问一下，你能不能找到第三件神迹？
Anybody know? Where in the Bible, where in the gospel can you find Jesus' third sign?
大家知不知道在哪一个福音里面你能找到第三件神迹
Where can you find the fourth sign?
或者你能找到第四件神迹
Where can you find the fifth sign?
或者第五件
The sixth sign
第六件
The seventh sign
第七件
Where can you find it?
什么地方你能找到
That's none
那没有
Now I don't mean that Jesus stopped doing miracles
我不是说耶稣没有在行神迹
I mean that John stopped counting
那么我只是指呢约翰呢不再数了
Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus did a lot of miracles
大家懂吗因为耶稣做了很多的神迹
But there are only two with numbers
只有两件
The first sign and the second sign
第一个神迹
You cannot find the third sign
你不能找
What's going on there?
那么这是什么
Did John take a nap after that he forgot he stopped counting?
约翰是不是睡了个午觉然后呢就忘了数了
Why he stopped counting after number two?
约翰为什么在第二件神迹以后就停止了数了呢
I think John wants us to read these two signs together
我想约翰想叫我们读这两件神迹在一起读
These two signs are inseparable
这两个神迹是不可分开的
They are twins
他们就像双生子一样
You understand twins? You have identical twins and non-identical twins Right?
那么双生呢有一致的和稍微不一致的
These are two non-identical twins But they are twins
那么这是是一对双生但是呢不是很一致的
You understand what I mean later
那后面讲
Okay.
医学上的名词我不太会用
John chapter 4 46. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine.
那么第四章第四十六节是这么说的，耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿，就是他从前变水为酒的地方。
We realize that John is not counting all the signs. John is only counting the signs that Jesus is doing in Cana.
那么我们就知道了，约翰呢不是在数其他的神迹，约翰呢只数耶稣在迦拿做的神迹。
On the surface, these two signs look totally different.
表面上看，这两个神迹是很不一样的。
One is a healing miracle.
一个呢是治病的。
The other one turned water into wine.
另外一个呢是就把水变。
But if you look closely, these two signs are very similar. They have a lot of similarities.
如果大家仔细看呢，这两个神迹实际上是很有相似的地方。
Okay, let me count you some similarities.
那么我就给大家数一些比较相似的。
Like I said, these are the only two signs that are counted.
然后第一呢，就是就像我说的，这两件神迹呢是有数目的。
Number two, both signs took place in Cana.
第二呢，就是这两个神迹呢都是在迦拿所行。
Number three, both times Jesus was asked to perform a miracle, and in the beginning he was.Not very happy about it.
那么这两件神迹都是耶稣呢被人
要求
对被人要求要做这个神迹，然后呢耶稣呢一开始是很不愿意做。
Remember when Mary first asked him, he said, Woman, what has this to do with me?
那么记得吗？第一次他母亲玛利亚问他，他说妇人，这与我有什么相干？
And here the official asked him for a miracle, and he said, Hi, unless you guys see signs and miracle, you will not believe.
那么这次呢，就是那个大臣来要求他做个神迹，他说的是什么？他说：“若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。”
So both times Jesus were not very happy, but he went ahead and did a miracle anyway.
那么两次都是耶稣一开始并不是很高兴，但是呢，他后面还是做了。
Number four,
第四
in both stories, servants play a very important role.
在这两个神迹里，那个佣人呢都有很重要的那个。
You know, in the first century, servants are nobody, nothing.
你要知道，在那个时代，在第一世纪，佣人是不是人。
But in both stories, the servants are eyewitnesses to the miracles.
那么在这两个故事里面呢，佣人都是神迹的见证。
Oh, number five.
第五件。
In both cases, people believe. Some people believe.
在这两个。有些人信。
The first sign the disciples believe, the second sign the official and his family believe.
第一个呢是他的那个使徒们信他，他的门徒信他。这一次呢是这个大臣和他的家人信。
But most of all, the last striking similarity is the most important of all.
那么最重要的、最有意义的那个相似之处呢是像
第六个。And Do you realize that both miracles are third day miracles?
你是不是知道这两个神迹都是三天以后的神迹？
第三天的神迹。
第三天的神迹。
In the first, when John introduced the first sign, he said on the third day.
那么，约翰在讲第一件神迹的时候啊，他讲在第三日。
In the second sign, John reported after 2 days.
那么这第二件神迹呢，他是讲过了那两天。
Hey, after 2 days, what day?
那么过了两天什么？第三天。
He's being artistic about it. He don't want to repeat the same phrase. One is on the third day, the other one is after 2 days. Both are third day miracles.
那么他想一些文学的手法，他不想重复自己。那么一次他是说第三日，第二次是两天以后。
So I tell you, these two signs are together. They are identical twins. They cannot be separated.
那么我在讲呢，这两个神迹
双胞胎，
实际上是双胞胎，是
不可以分割，
是那个叫identical twin是怎么说？
Yes.
完全一样。
Yeah, yeah, 一样不一样的，不同的。Yeah. Anyway, you will find that important at the end. Let's go into the details of the second sign.
那大家都后面就不理解，让我们现在要看一些细节。第二
，John chapter 4:43。
那么约翰福音第四章第四十三节。
After the 2 days, he departed for Galilee.
过了那两天，耶稣离开了那地方，往加利利去。
So Jesus was from Galilee.
那耶稣呢，是从加利利来。
And he went down to Jerusalem for the religious feast.
他到耶路撒冷去能过犹太人的节。
And now he is going back to Galilee. In the north.
回到加利利去。
Verse 44. For Jesus himself had testified that a prophet had no honor in his own hometown. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too have gone to the feast.
那么40节、45节这么说，因为耶稣自己做过见证说，先知在本地是没有人尊敬的，到了加利利，加利利人既然看见他在耶路撒冷过节所行的一切事，就接待他，因为他们也是上去过节。
This is very strange.
那么这很奇怪。
Jesus said that he had no honor in his hometown, that's Galilee.
那么耶稣说过，他在加利利，在他自己的家乡是不受尊敬的。
Let me repeat. Jesus said, I have no honor in my hometown in Galilee.
那么我再重复一遍。耶稣说，我在我自己的家乡加利利，我得不到尊敬。
And the next thing we know, when Jesus returned to Galilee, the Galilean welcomed him.
那么下面我才知道呢，是耶稣到了加利利，加利利人到访接待他。
So what are you talking about, Jesus? You said that you have no honor. They welcome you. They give honor to you. How can you say that you are not welcome and you have no honor?
耶稣，你说什么呢？你说了你在家乡不受尊重，但是呢，你看你回去以后，他们欢迎你。你有尊敬。
Why? What's going on? Let's keep reading.
那么让我们继续读下去。
Verse 46. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had first made water wine. And at Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Galilee to Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonder, you will not believe.
那么让我们继续读46节。耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿，就是他从前变水为酒的地方。有一个大臣，他的儿子在加百农患病，他听见耶稣从犹大到了加利利，就来见他，求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他儿子快要死了。耶稣就对他说，若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。
You see, people are coming to Jesus in big crowds.
那么大家知道那时候很多人到耶稣。
They're welcoming him.
他来欢迎耶稣。
But they welcome Jesus not because they truly knew Jesus or they love him.
他们欢迎耶稣不是说他们真的是认识了耶稣。
They come to Jesus not because they desire the kingdom of God.
他们来见耶稣不是他们想进天国。
Why are they there with Jesus?
他们为什么到耶稣？
They came to Jesus for the miracles.
他们到耶稣面前是为了神迹奇事。
Miracles are what they wanted.
神迹奇事是他们所想的。
They don't need the message of the kingdom of God.
他们不想天国。
They just want miracle.
他们只想要神迹。
They want miracle for entertainment.
他们神迹呢，使他们有娱乐性。
They want the miracle for their own benefits.
他为了他们个人的利益。
No wonder Jesus was not happy.
这就是为什么耶稣并不高兴。
No wonder Jesus said that I have no honor in my hometown. Do you see?
他这也是为什么耶稣说。在我的故乡，在本乡，我们。
Because they are not interested in Jesus, they are interested in his miraculous power.
因为他们对耶稣并不关注，他们关注的是耶稣的神奇大能。
It's like someone who wants to befriend you at school.
就像有人在学校里呢，跟你成为朋友。
Because they want to copy your homework.
他们想抄你的作业。
It's like someone want to marry you.
那有人呢想跟你结婚
，because of your money，
因为你很有钱。
They are gold diggers，
那他们是挖金的人。
They are miracle watchers，
他们是看。
They are seeking Jesus' miracles, not the kingdom of God。
他们慕道他实际上是渴慕的是耶稣的神迹奇事，而不是天国的道。
No wonder Jesus say, "I have no honor."
他这是为什么耶稣说？我在故乡里没有个。
Dear friends, dear brother and sister,
朋友们啊，亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes I fear that we are no different from these people.
那么有些时候我觉得我们跟他们是很一样。
Why are we here worshiping Jesus?
我们在这里为什么敬拜神
？Why do we even want to follow Jesus?
为什么我们想啊、服从耶稣
？Is it because we know who he is, what he has done for us, and we want wholeheartedly follow him？
是因为我们认识了什么？我们知道他的信息，我们愿意跟从他吗
？Or is it because somebody somewhere tell us that by following Jesus we can get some benefits？
是不是有人告诉我们，如果我们跟从了耶稣，我们就得到了一些好处
？If you have been in Chinese church long enough。
如果你在这个中国教会
，You have many opportunity to hear testimony of every kind。
如果你在华人教会时间长，你就有机会听到各种各样的。
Typically, when someone you know want to be baptized, you want the guy to share the story how he got or her or she got converted。
那么，当我有人受洗的时候，都要受洗见证。
And the typical story may go that when I came here, you know, I have a great deal of need and somebody suggested I pray to Jesus. I was trying to get into that school, but my grades are not good enough. And lo and behold, I got in.
那经常一个很典型的故事就是说有人刚到这里不认识人，但是呢，我又想申请到一个好学校，但是我成绩不够，但是我就有人告诉我，我应该向耶稣祷告。我祷告以后，嘿，我就进到了那个学校。
Believe it, this is a real thing. I have just not long ago read a testimony like that. I was looking at it. I was, you're going to baptize this person?
这确实事实，我最近还在看见一个这个见证。那么在这个情况下，我们是不是还给他施洗
？It is very serious.
确实是很严峻的。
And how about people say that? Well, you know, I want to believe Jesus because I got cancer, and the doctor say he only give me another half a year, and then I would pray to Jesus and he healed me, and now I want to follow him.
那么下面一个故事你怎么说呢？有人有癌症，然后呢，医生只跟他说他只有半年可活。那么我向耶稣祷告，耶稣医治了我。那么现在我要跟从耶稣。
Or you consider, you know, on Thanksgiving when you have a church gathering and you ask people to come up and share the Thanksgiving testimony.
那么在那个感恩节的时候，那么教会里都会有感恩见证晚会，大家会有人站起来在讲感恩。
What are you going to hear?
那么你会听到什
么 ？I was looking for a job.
那么我在找工作。
I really need it.Jesus opened the door for me.
耶稣把门给我打开了。
Another one, I was not looking for a job.
另外一个我不在找工作。
But God opened the door that I doubled my pay. Oh my God.
我的工资涨了一半。
You know, my son is going to college. I've been praying for him that he will get to the right college.
那么或者我儿子要进大学了，我在祷告他要进入。
Praise the Lord, he got into an Ivy League school.
那么感谢神，他到了一个常青藤学校。
Is that what believing Jesus is all about?
那么这是我们信耶稣就是为了这个吗
？But yet, year and after year, again and again, we hear this kind of testimony, and we so think that wow, God is so good to us, and let's go home and follow Jesus.
那么每一年年复一年我们听到的都是这样的故事耶稣确实对我们好我们是应该顺服耶稣
But Jesus have no honor when people come to him for miracles people have to come to him to hear the signs of his kingdom
那么如果人到耶稣面前只是为了神迹奇事的话他是得不到尊敬的人们他要得到尊敬就是人要听他天国的道
Let's keep going. Verse 46. And at Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death.
那么我们继续读，有一个大臣，他的儿子在加百农患病。他听见耶稣从犹太到了加利利，就来见他，求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他儿子快要死。
Now I want you to look at this official's request.
那我想大家仔细看一下这个大臣的请求。
What's the problem with his son?
那么他的son有什么？他的儿子有什么问题？
You say his son was sick. The boy was sick.
或者他儿子在患病。
But if you look closely, John was not emphasizing that he was sick.
那你仔细看呢？约翰呢不是在强调这个孩子在得病。
But he was at the point of death.
而是他快要死。
Do you understand the difference?
那么这有一个区别。
John is not telling us that he was sick. John tells us that he is dying and he's halfway through the door of death.
那么约翰不是在跟我们讲他是得病，而是说他快要死了，他半条腿就已经死了。
已经过了死门关
yeah.
The boy, what the boy needed was not a physician.
那这个孩子需要的不是医生了已经。
Now physician can let you die slower.
那么医生呢可以叫你死亡慢一点。
A physician can make you die more comfortably.
那么医生呢也许让你的死亡比较舒服。
But the physician cannot save a man who is dying. Do you understand?
那么一个医生呢并不能把一个病人快要死的人救出来。
The man came to look for a man who can give life.
这个人呢是来找一个人，这个人呢能给予生命。
And that's Jesus.
这是耶稣。
Verse 49, the official said to Jesus, Sir, come down before my child dies.
那么四十九节是这么说的，那大臣说，先生求你趁着我孩子还没有死就下去。
Now let me ask you, what do you think about the official request? Is he polite and respectful to Jesus?
那么我想问一下大家，这个大臣的请求，他对耶稣是尊敬的，是尊敬的吗？
Is he polite? Is he respectful?
他是不是尊重？
Sounds like it, right? Especially you read the Chinese.
Yeah.
The Chinese say what?
求。
You read again the Chinese one.
求你趁着，就是求你趁着我。
Also, please. Now, if you are going to make a movie about this story,
那个中文呢说是求。如果大家如果你想把这个电视拍成个电影的话
you have Jesus here, and the guy puts his nail down and plead Jesus, right? Please.
那如果这个电影里面呢，耶稣在那里，那个这个大臣可能是跪着向他说话。
But this is not what the text was telling us.
原文实际上不是这么说的。
Because if you look at the original Greek,
如果你看那个希腊原文，
the guy was not pleading Jesus.
他不是在求耶稣。
He was issuing a command.
他是在命令。
命令, you know? You see, his son was sick, right?
你知道他儿子在得病。
As it turned out, the official was sick too.
实际上这个大臣他自己。
He has an occupational disease. You know what occupation? 职业病 right? Because all his life he was an official, right?
也许他的一生他都是一个当官的。
Maybe he was a general.
或者他是个将军。
All his life he had never pleaded for anything from anyone.
他的一生也许他没有向任何人求。
All his life he just gave command.
在他的一生他也许都。
So when he came to Jesus,
他到耶稣面前现在
He issued Jesus a command.
他现在给耶稣一个命令
Go with me.
跟我一道走
Go with me now. I command you to go with me.
我命令你现在跟我一道走
See, this guy do not know Jesus.
这个人实际上他不认识
He thinks that Jesus is a miracle worker.
他就想耶稣是一个神迹的工作人
He thinks that Jesus could be hired.
他也许认为耶稣可以被雇了
He thinks that Jesus could be commanded.
耶稣可以被命令。
He has no idea who Jesus is.
他对耶稣一点都不认识。
He does not understand Jesus is the creator of the universe.
他不懂耶稣是创造。
He does not know that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他不知道耶稣是万王之王万主之主。
All he thinks is Jesus is just another human being with some ability.
他也许就知道耶稣就是另外一个人会有一些特殊的功能。
Dear friends,
朋友们
Dear brother and sister,
亲爱的弟兄
Very often we are like that too, isn't it?
在我们生活我们像他一样
We treat God like a genie in a bottle. You know what genie in a bottle is?
我们对待神就像阿拉丁的
神灯
里面的那个
You know, when you have need, you rub, come out, give me 3 wishes. Alright?
你需要的话你就在那个神灯里摸三下
When it's done, well done, go back in. I don't need you anymore.When we pray to God, we say, God, I need this, do this for me.
我们向神祷告的时候就说，神啊，我需要这个。
Other times, we like to make a deal with God. We like to bargain with God, right?
有时候呢，我们就像神呢，做讨价还价。
Yeah. Sometimes we say that if you give me that job,
有时候我们会说，你给我这个工作。
If you let me get into that school.
你让我进到这个学校。
I promise you that I will play piano for the church.
我就向你保证，我会为教会弹钢琴。
We have no idea who God is.
我们实际上不认识神。
We think that we could control God. We think that God is just like any idol in the temple who is dead, and you give him some roast pig, roast duck, and you can get some benefit from that.
也许我们就会觉得神呢就是一个偶像，在庙里拜着我，然后如果给他敬奉一个卤猪，然后呢我们就得到一些好处。
Dear brothers and sisters, God is not like that. Thank God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们的神是不真实的。
God does not need us to believe in him.
神不需要我们去相信他。
We need to believe in him for our salvation.
我们需要相信神。
God does not need us. We cannot live without him. Do you understand?
神不需要我们。
See how Jesus responded to him. Verse 50, Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live."
50节这么说，耶稣对他说，回去吧，你的孩子，你的儿子活了。
This is so funny, you know. You have to really understand the dynamics. The official issued a command to Jesus.
那大家要注意一下细节，这个活动。
Jesus turned around and issued a command back to him. You see?
耶稣呢，就转过来，就给他了一个命令。
He said, "Go with me."
然后大臣说，你跟我走。
Jesus said, "Go." You go. Your son will live.
你儿子会。
Jesus said, "Dear official, you don't know who I am. You don't know who you are talking to."
耶稣实际上这么说的，这个大臣呢。 你不知道我是谁，你不知道你在跟谁说。I'm
not who you think I am.
我不是你所想象的。I'm
not a miracle worker.
我不是一个神迹工作者。I'm
not a great physician.
我也不是个很有大。I'm
so much greater than you.
我比他们都伟大。You
have no power to control me.
你没有任何能控制我的能力。You
cannot command me. No one can command me.
没有人可以命令我，没有人可以命令。
You can only bow before me and worship. Do you understand?
你在我面前只能跪下敬拜。
What a great God that we worship.
那么我们的神是多伟大。
How dare we command him to do this? How dare we bargain with him? We should all bow down and just follow him.
在神面前我们只能够敬拜，只能够跪下来，我们哪有这个权利去命令神。
Notice how when Jesus issued the command, he is also inviting the official to believe.
那大家注意，耶稣给他了个命令，但是耶稣也给他了一个邀请，邀请他来相信。
Jesus is inviting him to believe in the word of the Son of God.
耶稣在邀请他相信神的儿子的话。Now
the man has to decide for himself who Jesus truly is.
那么这个人呢，现在就要做个决定了，他就要决定耶稣究竟是谁。
He had to decide whether Jesus could be trusted.
他在决定能不能信靠耶稣。
It's like Jesus said, "Go, your son will live."
耶稣说，你去吧，你的儿子会活。Do you
know how difficult of a command it is to obey?
那这个命令是多难。
Jesus said, "Go, your son will live."
耶稣说，走吧，你儿子会活。This
official was left in a bind.
这个大臣真是不知道该怎么办。没办法，没办法。
If it were today, he could just step outside, take out a cell phone and call his wife. Did our boy get better? If say so, then I come in, I thank Jesus right there, right?
如果是好了，那他就再回来就谢谢。If
he did not get better, you say, "Hey, you're faking it, I'm going to arrest you." Right?
如果他儿子没有好了，他说，那你真是假的，我要给你打。But
this is the first century. He has no way of knowing whether Jesus actually did it or not. If he walked back home, by the time he discovered his faith, Jesus is gone already. He has no way to verify Jesus' saying. He has to learn to trust Jesus. Imagine what a long journey is for him to be walking home as a father. You know, I'm thinking about my child and wondering, did I just make a stupid, you know, decision to trust this man?
你作为一个父亲，你要想象他的心情，他要走很远一段路，在回家的路上，他在怎么想？我做了一个正确的决定吗？我相信了这个人。
But what option he had? He is a desperate man. Jesus is his last resort.
但是呢，他有什么选择呢？他是绝望的人。 耶稣是他最后的希望。
Verse 50, part B, the second part of verse 50. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way.
那么第十五节的后半段怎么说？那人信耶稣所说的话就回去了。
Now it sounds like he really believed, right?
那么看上去好像他真的信了。
It sounds like he believed so firmly he didn't really doubt.
那坏的是他很坚定地相信了，他没有一点的怀疑。
That's not true.
这不是。
I'll prove to you. Verse 51.
那大家来看第十五十一节。
As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better. And they said to him, yesterday at 7 hour, the fever left him.
正下去的时候，他仆人迎见了，说他儿子活了。他就问什么时候见好，他们说昨日。末时热就退了，这个末不对吧？是对，是末
时。Yeah. Let me ask you why.
应该是胃，应该是胃。
Yeah. The English is 7 hours, which is 七根 Yeah. Well, anyway, he asked the servant what time. Why do you think he asked the servant what time?
你还知道？你看他问他佣人有什么话？他问他佣人什么时候？他为什么问这话？
Because he wasn't sure whether Jesus healed his boy or not, whether it's just a coincidence.
他想确认一下，也许这是只是一个偶
尔。Or, yeah.
他就想知道耶稣是什么时候治好。
Do you understand? If he truly believed that Jesus healed his boy,
大家懂吗？如果他真的相信耶稣治好了，
he will say to his servant,
他会给他佣人讲，
Don't tell me when. I know it's the 7 hours.Do you understand? But he was not sure, so he asked, he wanted to double check to make sure that it is a true miracle and not just a coincidence.
他并不是很确实，所以他要再确认一下。他也许不想知道这是一个巧偶合，也许这是一个巧合。
To be honest, this official did not have a whole lot of faith.
确实是，这个大臣的信心并不是很大。
But praise God, when God wants to do a miracle, it depends not on your faith, my faith, it depends on His own promise.
感谢神，神做神迹奇事的时候，不在乎你的信心，我的信心，这只是他的愿望。
Verse 53.
那么53节。
The father knew that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, your son will live, and he himself believed and all his household.
第53节，他便知道这正是耶稣对他说你儿子活了的时候，他自己和全家就都信。
This time around, the official finally believed.
在这一次，这个大臣确实是相信了。
Do you notice that he actually believed twice?
你是不是他相信了两次
？The first time he believed Jesus claim for miracle, sort of, you know.
他第一次他确实信耶稣能够行神迹。
Now when he affirmed that it's true, he began to believe Jesus is more than just a miracle worker.
那么现在这第二件神迹也是真的了，他就知道耶稣不仅仅是一个。神迹的工作者。
For the first time in his life, he began to believe that Jesus perhaps is the Lord of life who holds the power to life.
或许在这个时候，在这个大前他一生里面最重要的时候，他确实是信耶稣是掌管生命的权柄。
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你是不是相信耶稣基督？
Have you twice believed in our Lord Jesus Christ?
是不是相信了他两次？
Many of us came to faith one way or the other, remembering some miracle that God had done in our lives.
我们很多人信耶稣基督，也许也都意识到耶稣在我们身上都行了一些神迹奇事。
But until we believe him a second time, until we really dig deep and understand who he is as the Lord of the universe, as the Savior of your and my soul, we have not truly believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们相信他第二次，确实是相信他是天地的主，他是掌管生命的主。如果我们还没有走到这步，我们确实也不见得是真正的相信耶稣基督。走到第二次信靠耶稣基督的时候，我们才是相信耶稣基督。
Remember last time I asked you, is turning water into wine a great miracle?
那么记得上次我问你把酒变啊，把水变酒是不是个很伟大的事？
And some of you say great, yeah, it is great miracle, and I say it's not that great.
那么有人说啊，是个很伟大的，我说啊，并不见得很伟大。
Now this one is a great one.
那么这个呢，确实是一个很伟大的。
Because not only did Jesus raise a half dead man to life.
这里呢，耶稣确实是把一个快要死的人救活。
He did it so effortless. You understand?
他做这个确实没花一点力气。
And also remote control. You think about that?
确实是好像是遥控的。
If you have to pick which is the great, Jesus' greatest miracle done to a human being, I will vote for this one.
如果你想问耶稣最伟大的神迹是这个，也许我会投这个一票。
Lazarus was great. Lazarus was dead for 4 days, right?
拉撒路那个
复活
很伟大的，拉撒路复活是四天以后。
But this one is remote control, you know. I like that one.
Yeah, 这个是遥控的，这个。
But you have to know that this sign, like the first sign, is just not about just how much power Jesus have.
大家知道这件神迹不仅仅是在讲耶稣的大能。
This story, this miracle, is a foreshadow to something greater Jesus will do.
这个故事是一个将来有更伟大的事情的影子。
What is that great miracle that Jesus will do? What is the greatest miracle Jesus will do?
那么下一个耶稣要做的最伟大的神迹是什么呢？
Is the miracle on the third day.
就是在第三日。
What happened on the third day?
那么第三日是什么呢？
He rose again from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活。
2,000 years later, the whole world celebrate on Easter.
那么两千年以后，全世界都在庆祝。
Why?
为什么
？Because Jesus reserved his best and most powerful miracle on the third day.
耶稣在第三日行了最伟大的神迹。
Let me read to you from John chapter 10.
那么现在我们到约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18. Let me read to you.Jesus said this, For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one take it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father.
第十七节，我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍命，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。
Who on earth has this kind of power?
谁在世上有
？Who on earth to say that I lay down my life and I'll take it up on the third day?
那谁在这个世上能说我啊第三日舍命，然后呢啊我舍命，然后第三日能复活
？Who can predict a person? Who can predict his own death and then his resurrection?
谁能够啊？预言他自己的死亡，然后他自己复活。
Maybe you have planned to suicide, and then you can predict. I know exactly next week this time I will be dead. That's fine, but you cannot predict your own resurrection. You understand?
也许你能够预言你的死亡，也许你想自杀，那么下个星期某个时候你会自杀，这也许对的。但是你绝对不会预言你的复活。
But Jesus is different.John chapter 11 verse 25 and 26 Jesus said to I think it's Mary or Martha I forgot sorry Jesus said to her I am the resurrection and the life Whoever believes in me though he die Yet shall he live And everyone who lives and believes in me Shall never die Do you believe in this?
那么在约翰福音第十一节啊，十一章二十三节耶稣对他说这实际上是对马大说
yes, 马大
耶稣对他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活凡活着信我的人必永远不死你信这话吗
No one in the history of mankind have ever said something like that I am the resurrection and the life He who believe in me Not only that Jesus resurrect He said that you too will resurrect with me
在人生的在
历史
人生历史在历史上从来没有人会这么说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活你只要信我你即便是人你也能复活
The first sign is about Jesus dying for us on the cross.
第一个神迹实际上是在讲耶稣在十字架上为我们受。
The second sign is about his powerful resurrection on the third day.
第二件神迹实际上是在讲
These two,
第三件他从死里复活。
These two are the greatest sign and greater miracle performed by Jesus.
这是最伟大的神迹。
The death and resurrection.
死亡和复活。
受死与复活。Remember I said before that they are twins?
你们讲这是一个双胞胎。
They are connected. They are inseparable.
它是联合的，是不能够分开的。
I don't know how to explain this.
我不知道怎么给大家解释。
Because in some Chinese kung fu novel,
有中国的那个武术的
小说 they usually have two like very precious sword.
经常会有两个非常宝贵的宝剑。
They are very powerful weapons on their own.
他们他们自己单独都是很有力气的。
But when they combine,
当他们合在一起的时候
they can defeat all enemies.
他们可以把所有的
双剑合璧，天下无敌。Something like that. 天下无敌。You understand? So death and resurrection, they are powerful miracles, but when they are combined, they can defeat all our enemies.
这两个神迹单独讲都是很伟大神迹，当他们合起来的时候，他可以击败所有的敌人。
These signs have everything to do with you and me.
这两个神迹实际上跟你我是含义。
This powerful pair is our greatest treasure in life. You know, if you are a Christian.
这一对神迹是我们的宝。
Today, if I ask you, what's your greatest problem?
那么今天我问你，那么你现在最大的难题是什么？
What would you say?
那你会回答什么？
Maybe some of you will say, I need a job.
有人会说，我需要一个工作。
I need a wife.
或者我需要一个太太。
I need a husband.
或者需要一个丈夫。
I want to have children.
我想要孩子。
Or you know, I need to pay for my mortgage. I need to study. I need to deal with my relationship problem. I have a health issue.
或者说我有病，或者我需要付我的贷款，或者我要读书之类的。
Now all these are very common answers.
这是很普通的。
But they are very superficial answer.
这是表面。
You don't really understand humanity if you answer it that way.
你对人性并不是很了解，如果你仅仅这么回答。
Many, many years ago.
很久很久以前。
I think maybe 70 years, let's say 70 years ago.
或许70年前。
In England. In Britain. The London Times, you know, At that time, they invited a few very important writers to answer a question: What is wrong with our world?
那么伦敦时报呢，他就找了当时对世界很有影响力的人，然后呢，问他们一个问题：这个世上最大的错是什么？
最大的问题，我们现在世界最大的问题。What are the greatest challenges of our time?
那么在我们这个时代最大的挑战是什么
？So some people will say, well, our economic system is all broken down. We need to really, you know, reform it. You know, like what we're doing today.
那么有些人就会写啊，我们的经济系统确实是混乱不堪。那么我们应该改革。
Some people may say that the Middle East is the problem we need to solve and have peace, and then we truly have prosperity for everyone.
也许有人会回答，现在中东确实是一个很大的问题，我们确实需要世界和平。这样的话呢，全世界的问题。
And then another guy would say, we have an education system that is declining. We need to produce better students. We need to upgrade everything.
或者有人说，哎呀，现在的教育系统确实也不好，我们应该呢更新，然后呢教育更好的孩子。
What is the problem with our world? What's the greatest problem of our world?
那我们现在世界上最大的问题是什么呢
？There's a guy by the name of G.K. Chesterton.
那时候有一个人叫 G.K. Chesterton.
He is a very well-known Christian thinker at that time.
他是一个很好的基督徒的思想家。
And a funny guy.
而且很有趣。
So he was invited to respond, and he writes the shortest reply.
那么他。被邀请写他的回答，他就写了一个最短的回答。
What is the greatest problem of our times?
那么我们这个时代最大的问题是什么呢
？G.K. Chesterton replied, "Dear sirs, I am sincerely yours, G.K. Chesterton." Do you understand?
他的回答就是，亲爱的、尊敬的先生们，我就是。
You say, what is the greatest problem in this world? The problem not outside of us, the problem is inside of us. What do we have inside of us? All humanities. Sin. Sin. J.K. Chesterton said, don't you see that the problem with our world is human being? The way to eliminate all the problems is kill all human beings.
Because
we can't kill everybody. But we need to know that our greatest problem is sin. Oh, and not only sin, because the wages of sin is death. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. Our greatest problem is sin and death. Sin and death are the greatest problem for everyone in this world. I don't care whether you're rich or poor. I don't care whether you're young and old.
不管你是, 年轻还是年长,
I don't care whether you're pretty or ugly.
不管你漂亮还是不漂亮,
you're healthy or sickly.
或者说你健康还是不健康,
every one of us will die.
那么我们每一个人都会死。
The last time I checked, the death rate for human being remained 100%.
那么上次我们看了呢, 死亡率还是100%。
Everyone will die.
所有人都会死。
Every baby born into this world, before this baby set an appointment with a pediatrician, he already have appointment with death.
那每一个婴儿, 他出生以后, 他还没有和他的那个, 儿科医生有约会的, 他会跟死神会有一个约会。
Every one of us here has appointment with death. You say, I don't have anything.
我说我没有啊,
trust me, he won't miss you.
相信我,
you will never be able to skip that appointment.
你不会, 错过那个,
why will we die?
为什么,
oh, people say it's just life cycle, 生老病死, right? I mean, you have to be born and you have age and then you will sick and die. That's just the natural cycle.
那有人说这就是 自然的循环, 生命的循环, 生老病死,
but that's not true. The Bible says that when God first made us, we are supposed to live forever.
圣经告诉我们, 在神造我们的时候, 我们是应该一直都存活。
Don't you feel like you want to live forever?
是不是大家都想长命百岁?
When you get sick, why do you want to see the doctor immediately?
如果你有病了，你为什么赶快去看医生？
If you are not, yeah, everybody die, I don't care, then why you just let it get sick? If you have swine flu, why do you see the doctor?
那么如果你有病，你为什么看？你如果不怕死的话，那你干嘛还要去看？
Because we all want to live forever, isn't it?
我们都想长命百岁。
It's not just 秦始皇, it's not just, you know, the Emperor Qin who wants to live forever. We all want to live forever because we are made to live forever.
这不仅仅是秦始皇，秦始皇想长命百岁，我们每个人。
But yes, the Bible say that all of us will die.
那么圣经也告诉我们，我们所有的人都要死。
In fact, the Bible said everyone must die.
所有人必须要死。
You see the difference? What's the difference between everyone will die and everyone must die?
那么这两个有不同的，一个人就是所有人都会死。
Have you,
what,或者所有人必须死。
Is it, what's the difference? We will all die. The other one is we must die.
那么你看，一面说是我们会死，一方说我们必须要死。
I don't know whether you have watched a movie by Jack Lee called Romeo Must Die.
那么你们是不是看见那个叫李连杰的那个叫罗密欧必须死？必须要死。
You know why? Because in the story, Romeo committed some transgression, and the big brother say he has to die. You understand? It's a gangster movie, right?
那在那个电影里呢，那个罗密欧呢确实是犯了滔天大罪。那个大佬呢说他必须死。
So it's not only so much that Romeo will die, but Romeo must die because he has sinned.
因为不是说罗密欧要死，是他必须死，因为他犯了罪。
In the same way, all of us here, not just that we will die, but we must die because we have sinned against God, and the wages of sin is death.
同样的。 我们在座的每一个人都要死，而且必须死，因为我们都向神犯了罪。
And thank God, Jesus is our only hope.
感谢神，耶稣是我们的。
In Jesus, we have the complete salvation.
在耶稣里我们有全备的救恩。
His death on the cross paid for our sin.
他在十字架上死，赎了我们的罪。
His resurrection from the dead gives us hope and certainty for eternal lives.
他的复活使我们确实有确据，我们也有永生的盼望。
Only Jesus' first and second sign combined can save you and me.
但耶稣基督的头件神迹，头两件神迹合并在一起，就把我们得救。
There's no other answer. There's no other answer in this world.
在这个世上也没有其他的答案。
Dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Would you believe in the Lord Jesus?
你是不是在相信？
Would you believe in the first and the second sign?
你是不是相信第一件和第二件？
Would you believe in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross?
你是不是相信了耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲？
And his powerful resurrection from the dead on the third day.
第三日他从死里复活了。
Let's all come and believe in the Lord Jesus.
让我们来救耶稣，让我们相信耶稣。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父，
That's the greatest miracle ever.
这真是最伟大的神迹。
It is about the glory of your Son.
这是有关你儿子的荣耀。
Your Son is glorious.
你儿子有荣耀。
And not because he do some little miracle to make us happy.
不是他做了一些神迹让我们高兴。
Even when Jesus heal us, we will die again.
即便耶稣拯救了我们，医治了我们，我们还是会死。
Even when Lazarus was brought back to life, Lazarus still died.
尽管拉撒路，耶稣使他复活了，他还是会死。
What we need is not healing in this life.
我们需要的不是仅仅是这个世属世的这个世上的。
We need a resurrection that will lead us into eternal life.
我们需要的是复活，它使我们带往永生。
Thank you, Jesus, for granting us that.
谢谢耶稣，耶稣你给了我们这些。
Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us on the cross.
谢谢耶稣，你在十字架上面牺牲。
Thank you, Jesus, for being patient with us.
谢谢耶稣，你对我们有恩典，有怜悯。
Even as we are just seeking miracles, even when we are bargaining with you, even when we do not know how great you are, you continue to be patient with us.
你对我们有耐心，尽管我们有时候不认识你，我们向你讨价还价。
But we pray that, Lord, you will help us to grow in the knowledge of you. Help us to see your greatness. Help us to shut up before you and just bow down and worship. Thank you so much for your grace to us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.